Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Perek Daled, Mishneh Chasen Yitzes. And today's Mishnah we learn B'schos Aser Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Fanu Zivug Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah says Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar tells us number one, Al Taratzes Chaverecha B'shas Kasei. Don't try to appease your friend when he's angry. When a person's in the middle of their anger, that's not the right time to say it's okay. Don't worry. Calm down. Here's a treat. Let him get over his anger, and then you can talk to him. Similarly, Al Tanachemenu B'shas Shemesim Mitolfanov. Don't try to console him when his dead one, when the corpse is right in front of him. When a person's in the middle of an extremely challenging situation, full of anguish, somebody died, or some other thing that one would need consoling of, that's not the time to console him. Let him get through it, and then you could try to console him. Number three, don't be shelved for him at the time of his neder. This actually has to do with halacha called she'il sadarim. When a person makes a neder, he takes a vow upon himself, that's binding unless he goes to a chacham and he's shoyel on his neder. And the way that it works is the chacham asks him, if you knew X, Y, and Z, or if you knew A, B, and C, would you have made the neder? And then the person says, you know what, if I knew that piece of information, I never would have made the neder. Then the Chacham says, okay, we undo your neder for you because we see that really it was a mistake in the first place you made the neder. So what Mish is telling us is that don't be shallow person at the time of his neder, because since he's in the midst of it, he's in the height of making that neder, he's so passionate and into the fact that he's making this neder, anything you're going to ask him, well, if you knew about the X, Y, and Z or A, B, and C, would you make this neder? He would say, yeah, of course, even though it's not really logical. And if he gave him a moment of true thought, he would realize it actually doesn't want to make the neder, but since he's right at the height of it, he's not able to think rationally, so don't be shyel at the time that he made the neder. You gotta wait a little bit. And one more thing, when a person in the middle of a kalkala, he's doing an aveira, he's in the middle of messing up, don't look at him, don't watch him, it's very embarrassing for him. We know that Hashem only addressed Adam and Chava after they made chagoris, after they made some sort of clothing for themselves, after they sinned with the Eitz Hadas, not right away. Perhaps translated a little bit more loosely, this is kind of like when you tell somebody, don't stare, don't look, somebody fell down, they tripped, they fell, they're yelling at their kid in the middle of the street, something like that. You always say, don't look, don't stare, because it's extremely embarrassing for the person. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, Shmuel HaKatan says, and it's important to note that Shmuel HaKatan was such a great man. The reason why we call him Katan is either because in relation to Shmuel HaNavi, he's considered Katan, but really he himself was so great, he should be able to receive Nevuah like Shmuel HaNavi. It's just that his generation wasn't fit for it, or it's because he always used to be mocked in himself. He was so humble, he made himself so small, that's why they called him Shmuel HaKatan. But really, again, he's very great. It's what he used to say, and this is really two psukim in Mishlei. Ben fayla yivcha al tismach, when your enemy falls, don't be happy. Ubikashloi al yagali becha, when he stumbles, your heart shouldn't be glad. Pen yir Hashem, perhaps Hashem's going to see this, v'rab einav, it's going to be bad in his eyes, v'heishiv me'olav apai, and he's going to take the anger from that person and put it onto you. Meaning when a person sees his enemy's downfall and he's happy, in a way, that's like him thinking to himself or expressing, wow, Hashem's punishing him because he's my enemy, because of all the bad things that he does. And that's not the proper way to look at it. Hashem chose to punish that person for whatever reason, but not necessarily connected to you. And if you try to make it connected to you, Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to take the anger from him and put it on you. And again, this is something Shmuel HaKatan always used to say. We're going to stop before the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Chaf and Chaf Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.